Okay, so during our class time today, we're going to go back a little bit to some basics, and we're going to look at numbers in Spanish. Now, I know a lot of you have probably heard 1 through 10 many times, and I bet a lot of you can even say the numbers 1 through 10. If you don't know the individual numbers, you may know the pattern at least because we've heard it so many times. So let's start out, just in case, and go through the numbers 1 through 10. So we're going to put those up, and let's go over them one by one. Just try to say them after me. So 1, or actually start with 0. 0 is cero. Now notice that has a C in it and not a Z. And then 1 is uno. 2 is dos. 3, tres. Remember to roll that R instead of the R sound, tres. 4 is cuatro. Now, I want to point out something about 4 really quick. Notice that 4 starts with a C, not a Q. Remember that in Spanish, K sound comes from a QU in some cases, like the word que, meaning what, or quien, meaning who. But in this case, the C, when it's before a U, is going to make that K sound. So we use a C for cuatro. Now, let's look at 5. The C is before an I, so it's going to have the S sound. So 5 is cinco. And 6 is seis. 7, siete. 8 is ocho. And 9, nueve. And finally, 10, diez. Okay, so learn those numbers 0 through 10. Now, I want to encourage you not to just know the pattern. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. We've all heard that pattern many times. It's almost like hearing a song over and over. We learn the lyrics to it, but what you need to do is really learn the numbers to the point where you can take them individually. If someone says, what's 6? You know it right off the bat without having to go through the pattern. Many times we learn things in patterns, but know those numbers for what they are. Now, let's take 11 through 15. These are a little bit different. But they're not hard. So we'll put those up. 11 is once. Now remember that word, that O is an O and not a W. It looks like once in English, but it's once. And 12 is doce. 13 is trece. And 14 is catorce. Again with the C. Now, 15, we're going to use that QU combination to sound like a K sound. Try it, say quince. Now, for 16 through 19, we're going to simply change a pattern of putting some other numbers together. We're going to combine them and just change a little bit. So, on the board, I'll do 16 through 19. Now, 16 through 19 really comes from the word diez, which means 10. So if we take the word diez, which means 10, what we're really saying is 10 and 6, 10 and 7, 10 and 8. So we're going to put the word y, which in Spanish means and, but what we have to do is combine these together and make them into one word, like this. We're going to pull this y in, but it's going to change to an I, and the z is going to change to a c. So that is our root, DSC, DSC. So that is our root for 16 through 19. So now once we've changed that Z to a C and we've changed the Y to an I and we have DSC, all we have to do is just add 6, 7, 8, and 9. So you can probably do this now. 16, DSC, 6. 17, DSC, 7. Try 18. Dieciocho. In 19, diecinueve. Now that brings us to 20. Now 20 in Spanish is veinte. I'll write that up. It's V-E-I-N-T-E. Veinte. Remember that V is almost like a B. Veinte. Now, we just simply need to learn 20 for what it is. Veinte. Now once you get 20 down and you feel comfortable with it, 21 through 29 is really easy. It's very easy. All we're going to do is make one little change, and then we've got all the way through 29. All we have to do is take this E at the end of 20 and change it to an I. So now it becomes 20. And so once you have that slight change, you're ready to count all the way to 29. So we just simply need to add 1, 2, 3, all the way through 9. So 21, you're probably figuring it out already, 21. 22, 22. 23, 23. 24, 24. 25, 25. 26, 26. 27, 27. 28, 28. And 29, 29. Good. Now that we have 20 all the way from 0 to 29, you're ready to take on the tens numbers. Now, the easy thing about the tens numbers is it's just like English in terms of putting things together. If you simply learn 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, and 90, you're set. You can count all the way up to 99 with no problems because we're simply going to take the ones numbers and put them together just like we do in English. So if we wanted to say 34 in English, all we do is put 30 and 4 together and we're done. It's pretty much the same thing in Spanish. So now let's go ahead and put the tens numbers up. Let's start with 30. 30 in Spanish is 30. 40 is 40. 50, 50. 60, 60. 70 is just like 60, but we change that middle S to a T. Say 70. And 80 is 80. And 90, 90. Great. Now that you have all the way up to 99, let's look at the two words we're going to use for 100. And yes, there are two. One of the words we use in Spanish for 100 is 100. Now, 100 means 100, but usually we only use 100 when we're just saying the number 100. Not 120 or 134, just 100. We say 100. The other word we use for 100 is ciento. Now, ciento is the one we use when we're putting 100 together with another number. For example, 120, we would say ciento 20. So what do you think 130 would be? 130. Now, what about all those numbers in between 30 and 40, or between 40 and 50? Those are really easy. I'll do a few examples for you on the board here. If we want to say a number in between the tens numbers, for example, let's try 37. If we wanted to say 37, it's very easy. We're going to do just like English and take the word 30 and the word 7 and put them together, but then we're going to make one slight modification. So the word 30 is 30, as we learned a few minutes ago, and the word for 7, as we learned, is siete. Now watch. We only have to do one little modification in Spanish. It's still really easy. All you have to do is remember that in Spanish, they don't say 37. They say 30 and 7. So we're just simply going to put the word and in the middle there. So 37. So let's try a few on our own. 42. We're going to say 40 and 2. So try to put that one in Spanish right now. 42. Let's try one more just for some extra practice. What about 99? Okay, 99. Good. Now let's take it a step further. Let's put it together with 100 now. Let's try to say 125. 100. We're going to use 100 because we're saying a number above 100 itself. 125. Okay, let's try a few more. 153. 153. 53. Okay? Now that we have our numbers all the way through 199, we simply have to look at the hundreds numbers. So, for our 100s numbers, we're simply going to take the number and put it together with the word ciento. So, for example, if we wanted to say 200, we would not say 200, we would say 200s, because in Spanish it's thought of as plural. So we're going to take the word two, and we're going to take the word 100, and we're going to put it together and make 200 like this. We'll simply say dos, which is two, cientos, dos cientos. And so I bet you can already guess what 300 is. 300. Now, 400, same thing. Put the word four with hundreds, and what do you get? 400. Now, as I've told you before, in language, there are always language rules, and there are rule breakers. And so in the hundreds, we have three rule breakers. It would be nice and easy if we could say for 500, 500, but we can't. This word for 500 actually comes from its Latin root, because Spanish does come from Latin. So in the Latin word for five was quinque, with a Q-U. So it really took on that form when it transferred from Latin and became Spanish in Spain. So 500, 700, and 900 are going to take a slightly different form based more on their Latin roots. Okay, so we can't say 500 with cinco cientos. We're going to write it slightly different. It's going to look like this. It's another Q word. So there's our Q-U. And this looks like a big word, but use your tools in your toolbox and say those vowels, and that's all you have to do. So the Q-U is going to sound like a K. Remember, Q-U equals K. So the I sounds like E, so say ki. And then you've got ni. Entos. So 500 is quinientos. Try to say it, quinientos. Okay. Now 600 is going to follow the rules. Seiscientos. 700 is going to mostly follow the rule, but it has one slight change to it. Normally 7 is siete, but we're going to leave that I out of there. And so for 700, we're going to say 700. Now for 800, very easy. It follows the rule. So 800, try to say 800. Okay, now 900, I told you that's our third and final rule breaker here with the numbers. 900 is not going to be nueve. It's going to take on its Latin root form, and it's going to be N-O instead of N-U. So what we're going to have is N-O-V instead of the N-U-V, U-E-V. So nove cientos is what we get. So try to say nove cientos. Great. Now, we are very quickly already approaching 1,000. Now, in Spanish, 1,000 can be related to our English word that we use to describe 1,000, millennium. The word in Spanish for 1,000 is mil. Now, we don't make mil plural like we did with 100. When we said 100, we said ciento, but when we put it with others, we said cientos. We don't do that with 1,000. We simply leave it mil. So, if we wanted to say 10,000, we would simply say 10,000. Now, how would you say 12,000? 12,000. It's that simple. Okay, we are rapidly moving up the numbers. So now that we have our thousands down, we're ready to look at millions. Now, Spanish, and we're almost done here with numbers. In Spanish, a million is millón. And there's an accent on that O. But now, like 100s, we make million plural. So when we say 2 million, it's going to be 2 millions. But we don't have to make any other changes. We get to stick with our basic numbers. So 5 million, 7 million, 9 million, Those aren't rule breakers. We just say simply five and millions. But we have to add an ES to it like this. And when we put the ES on it, the accent goes away because it's no longer necessary. Now, millones is three syllables. And remember our rule from before about words with three syllables? If it's three syllables, we stress the middle syllable. So now we don't need the accent. Millones. We're already stressing the middle. So we get rid of that accent. Now, I'd like to give you a chance to try a few big numbers. Now, just because they're big doesn't mean they're any more difficult. You can do them just as easily as those smaller numbers. So let's look at a few big numbers, okay? Let's try to do 287,435. Now, while that looks really big and difficult, it's really not. All you have to do is remember that we're going to sometimes put the word E in there. And instead of saying 35, we're going to say 30 and 5. Instead of saying 87, we're going to say 80 and 7. That word E goes between the 1 and the 10, or the 1,000 and the 10,000, or the 1 million and the 10 million. It always goes between that 1 and 10. So with that knowledge, we can do this right now. So 287,000. Let's try it. So 200, let's just put this together. 200. Now, 80 and 7 would be 80 y 7. Now, it's 280 and 7 thousand. So we need to put that word thousand in there, don't we? Mil. Now we put our comma in there. 400. 400. Treinta y cinco. It's that easy. With a little bit of knowledge that we just covered, you guys can do any number you want. You can do millions. You can go as high as you want. Millions, thousands, whatever. Now, I will tell you one little hint about Spanish. A lot of times when you're stating years, the correct way to do it is to actually say the full number. So, for example, my anniversary year is 1993. A lot of places, they're going to literally say 1,993. That's how you state the year. And yes, you will find places that where you go different dialects that use 93 to state years as a shortened way. But the correct way is to say the full thing.